You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. And from time to time this summer, we have hopped around our listening area highlighting local agriculture through those who run farmers markets to hear what's available and even learn a bit about some of the challenges they may face. Well, this week we take it to Sacramento to speak with the Secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture, Karen Ross. Secretary Ross will be visiting San Luis Obispo County next week, and Sunset Savor, the Central Coast's main event, is where she'll be. Welcome to KCBX, Secretary.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're attending the Savor event to, as I understand it, help represent the California Grown program. Can you help explain what that is and why it may be important to those of us here on the Central Coast?
Sure. California Grown is a marketing agreement with a number of commodities that are signatories, and it's all about really capitalizing on our unique and highly desirable California brand. So it's done a number of activities over the years to just let people know about the bounty and the diversity of California agriculture that's here and how fortunate we are to have it. It's been a really fun program to help promote California and California agriculture.
And there will be a California Grown pavilion right there at the main event?
Yes. In fact, it's a brand new pavilion as an addition to the event. I'm very excited that I'm going to be there with my colleague, who is the CEO of Visit California, Carolyn Batetta. We have partnered this year to do a series of promotions, really trying to reach all those people who love to come and visit California for our food and wine experiences. Agritourism is really driving a lot of culinary tourism, and I can't think of a better place to celebrate that than the Central Coast.
So the two departments are coming together to boost agritourism, and that is growing nationally for sure. I can't really have you on discussing this topic without asking, how has the drought been affecting agritourism in the state?
We have not seen significant measurable numbers of people who are choosing not to come to California because of the drought. Obviously, the pain of the drought is being felt at the farm level, where many of our acres are being fallowed, and farm workers do not have jobs on farms this year. But so far, we've not seen any impact to agritourism numbers.
Are you seeing this interest in getting to know your food, agritourism? Are you seeing it move any of the trends in terms of agriculture and how our food is grown or maybe how it's processed?
Well, I think it's a very exciting invitation for a conversation because people throughout this state and around the country are very interested in a new way about where does my food come from, how is it produced, and who's producing it. And I think it's a very exciting opportunity because we have a chance to close the gap between the farmer and the consumer. It gets very easy to take what we have on the dinner table at nighttime for granted. And this has really renewed the interest in food and where it comes from. We're seeing a lot more farmers take advantage of hosting farm dinners, as an example. We are seeing more farm stands. We've definitely seen an explosion in the numbers of certified farmers markets that are now throughout the state of California. And community-supported agriculture subscriptions have also grown dramatically.
Secretary Karen Ross, California Department of Food and Agriculture, thank you for joining us here on KCBX. We hope your visit to the Central Coast is, pardon the pun, fruitful.
I know it will be. Thank you so much.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.